Masters or cruise on the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked pisser.
Yeah. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
There's a man, he's drunk down on the avenue. Is there something that he knows? Is there something he never knew? Telling you who has lost, telling you who's been winning. But they say he's the village idiot. But they say
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Thank you. to rock.
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Ha ha.
up and out, over into strangers with the same last name, longing for our home again. There's nothing I can do or say. You gotta write it out, find your own way back to the perfect shore. When I was six and you were four, time just beat you down. Aren't you tired of caring? Like an ancient meteorite, it takes so long to get to the light. So let's go back to those fields of time, lilac and the river. Gotta run.